Let's go to Washington, D.C., and veteran political reporter, special Sun-Times correspondent Lynn Sweet. Lynn, good to have you on the broadcast again. Did you stay awake for all 108 minutes last night?
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, I did.
It was long. Eight minutes longer than last year. And, you know, my question is, wouldn't he have been better served to kind of condense it a little bit? Because it's pretty late. I mean, the speech starts a little after 9 o'clock Eastern. So, I mean, to get the most out of it, don't you want the most viewers? And you kind of lose them as you get on into the night.
Well, as you know about ratings, Bob, if we're just looking at this in a total nonpartisan way, and what is it you want to get your message out, you pack what you need to pack to get out early on when you think you will have the most listeners. You know, that's true in a speech at a political convention, too. The best keynote isn't the best keynote if it doesn't come on until the 11:30 p.m. So I think the point was that Trump was guessing he was aware that he had a record to break, and you know, maybe he thought it was like the Olympics where there'd be a clock running at the bottom part of the screen when you get near that time to break, as we just saw in all the races, because better is not better. Longer is not better. So I think that's pretty clear.
The State of the Union speeches, no matter who is the president, they're always kind of like campaign speeches, aren't they? Just filled with promises?
Not. Oh, I'm sorry. Policy promises, serious policy promises, still could be done in a way different than a campaign speech. So for anyone who's listening, here's what is different. You could be partisan in a speech, but the presidential tradition until Trump has been you don't go on the naked attack in the way that Trump did last night, you know, where you hurl insults at Democrats. You could say policy's bad. I mean, when you look at other speeches, you know, and you could figure out what is a point made through a partisan lens. So the kind of the attitude, the words, show that this is not business as usual, just as his administration and the carrying out and busting of the norms of a presidency has not been business as usual.
Well, you know, that's his personality, though. These speeches, though, do they ever really move the needle? Do they change minds? Is there any lasting impact ever with these speeches, these State of the Union speeches?
Well, if you say ever, that's more than I can handle. is your show 4 hours long? We could go look at the, let's just run them all and look at the data. But let's just even look at things that people might remember the last 10, 20 years. There are some speeches that are stirring, inspiring, or are remembered because they usher in some meaningful policies or movements that you want to foster as a president. So that could be useful. And traditionally, you know, there's a brouhaha and the run-up, and then the pursuit of some policy goals. In this case, Trump did not offer all that much to follow up on for Congress to do, because in a sense, he doesn't. He wants to rule by executive order. Look at the cornerstone of his administration, tariffs, which the Supreme Court struck down 6-3. Three of those members were in the chamber yesterday when he insulted the members in the court and their power. But he said something that is worth paying attention to, that he not only does he have the power to wield tariffs, but he envisions a time when they replace income tax. In my analysis, that's far-fetched. It also imposes an unfair regressive tax on people of lower income than higher. But for the sake of our discussion, Bob, let's say it's a policy goal. And what is it then he's going to do about it? The answer is he didn't tell us.
I think a lot of people woke up when they heard wait a minute, the income tax is going to be replaced. I'm not going to have to pay any income tax. But you're saying it really has no basis in reality. Is that right?
No, I am saying yes. It has no basis in reality. You could these tariffs as they stand are not a permanent structure. For the sake of argument, let's say Trump has the power to wield them, and he figures out a sustainable workaround of the Supreme Court saying that he can't do it. You know, and he found a loophole that may let him do some tariffs, but for tariffs a limited time. That's not a revenue stream for the ages. Income tax is a permanent revenue stream. People have to pay it. Mm-hmm. So it's an apple orange revenue thing. What is comparable? In operating budgets of governments, there's sales tax revenue and there's a state income tax. A state income tax is going to be, you know how it works. It's based on your income, whether or not you had a good year or a bad year. You pay according to what you made. Mm-hmm. Sales tax is based on what people buy. No one buys anything, then it yields less tax. Yeah. So all that to say, it just came out of the blue, and it's the silver object that Trump dangles, even when he says no tax on Social Security. Wish that were true.
There are many, many people cannot take advantage of that. One more thing, Lynn.
Yeah, by the way, that is mean. Let me do the quick asterisk. If by that you mean that nobody, nowhere pays Social Security, no matter who you are. Yes.
As you know, President Biden was hurt probably by touting the economy and not identifying with people who weren't feeling it. Now, President Trump last night I would think that his supporters wanted more of the I feel your pain instead of trying to convince us that all the prices are coming down everywhere. You know, some are, some aren't, but it's not enough for most people. Would he have, he does what he wants, but I have to believe some of his closest advisors were urging him to do more of what President Biden did not do on the economy. What do you think?
Well, you just can't tell people you're winning, Bob. You're winning. You're the most winning, Bob. When people look at their own lives, when it comes to affordability, a word he either wants to own or extinguish from public life, you have your own experience that you're allowed to bring to the table. And I say to every listener out there, Trump said rents are going down. Let us know if your rent has gone down or if you're not receiving rent increases.
That one kind of came out of the blue. For more, you can check out Lynn Sweet's takeaways on the Chicago Sun-Times website. Appreciate it. Always good to catch up with you. Lynn Sweet in Washington. Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you. Bye-bye.